Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, there's only one guy that can get introduced in 2025 as the manager of the College World Champs in baseball, Coach Jay Johnson. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coach. It's been a whirlwind of events since winning the championship, and this is something that stuck in my mind I wanted to ask you about, because I remember talking to Sean Payton about this after they won the Super Bowl, and he was like, Mike, it passed so fast. You know, you win it, you celebrate a little bit, and he said, man, my mind all of a sudden switched toward what I'm going to do in free agency. What are we going to do come draft time? What is my, staff going to look like? He said, it's just part of being a coach. You always worried about the next thing. So was the second time winning it any different than the first time winning the College World Series?
Yeah. First off, they both were awesome. I think the first big difference was how the game ended. I mean, in 23, we were at 18-4 in the ninth inning. And I remember not even thinking we were going to win it until we got like one out in the ninth on defense. And it all kind of hit me with a bunch of emotion and started tearing up and crying. And this time the tying run was at the plate. I had two guys up in the bullpen, was thinking about what we were going to do next. And then we get a ground ball double play. We're national champs, and my coaches were hugging me, choking me, whatever. It was crazy, the difference in that part of it and how that unfolded. As far as the after, just an awesome night in Omaha, and it was a different feeling, and like almost like I didn't want this season to be over because of how well our team handled the schedule, competed in the games. All of those things were everything you dream about as a coach, how we executed, and just super proud of them. And just to be able to do that, coming on the heels of only having 12 returning players that had played in a game last year, just super proud. And celebration last night was awesome, but I can understand Coach Payton's sentiments, because the last 3 days have been full of player meetings with our current players, recruiting calls, and working on trying to get back to Omaha next year.
Coach, I think there's a false narrative by some that they say, oh, this wasn't a real talented team. And I'm like, what? You understand those pitchers that LSU won with Cade and Anthony Ianson, they're going to be pitching in the majors real soon, most likely Chase Shores, Jared Jones. But I think the one great thing about sports, a lot of times talented players – maybe put aside individual goals, betterment for the team. And I thought that was the hallmark of this 2025 LSU team, of how well they played together as a team.
There's no question about that. And it's kind of funny. I have a roster in front of my face here, you know, when questioning the talent. There will be no fewer than 21 professional baseball players on this team. That's a lot. And so I would argue with the talent thing, you know, not necessarily in this year, but over the total of 3 years. And but what you just said is that's what was exceptional about them is the collection of talent becoming a team. Our motto for the year was tough and together. And we really had to work on the together part because the players were coming from a lot of different buckets of freshman transfer portal, returning players, junior college. And they absolutely did that. And we had guys not only accept roles, we had guys embrace roles. And I talked to a lot of them in their individual meetings. Like, their attitude about how they did that was a significant component to this national championship. And I think that's maturity and makes me really proud of them.
You know, Coach, I wanted to highlight Cade Anderson, who was the ace all season long for your program, the draft-eligible sophomore. And I know that MLB.com has him ranked as the number 2 overall prospect. I know that you shared your thoughts that he should be in the Washington Nationals organization very, very soon here. I want to get your thoughts, though, on just the spectacular 2025 campaign that he just had and how it ended, right? You get to Omaha, you have that first game against Arkansas, and you said if you wanted to get where you wanted to go, you had to go through them. Cade Anderson throws 7 innings, only gives up 1 run against Arkansas, and then he follows that up with a complete game shutout of Coastal Carolina in the College World Series Finals, you know, combining for 16 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 17 strikeouts, and 2 wins in Omaha. He really, I don't want to say he saved his best for last because he was so good all season long, but he was just a very, very special player for you.
Yeah, special is the only way to describe Cade. And I'm talking about much more than just the excellent pitcher with 4 pitches, strikes, toughness, competitiveness. I mean, he's one of the best pitchers I've ever coached, and this season will go down as one of the best pitching seasons in LSU baseball history. You're talking about a phenomenal human being that always positively affects anybody else that he's around. And had my exit meeting with him today, and, you know, it was kind of sad because, like, that's a guy that doesn't come around very often and would have loved to have kept him for another year. But he's the best, and it's his time. And the Washington Nationals better not screw it up. Cade Anderson is your number 1 pick in this draft.
Coach, one of the things is I've had a few people call and ask about this. How much time have you spent maybe over the last 24, 48 hours with maybe players that didn't see a lot of playing time? And listen, we live in this era of transfer portal, NIL, all this other stuff, that movement is always going to be there to convince them to come back, that they have that opportunity here at LSU, because we've seen it before with other clubs that have winning ways and guys leave. They feel as though maybe opportunity is better for them somewhere else, maybe a little bit more money somewhere else. How much time have you spent with maybe players that didn't have a lot of time on the field this year and convincing them, hey, you're going to get that time next year if you earn it?
Yeah, I think, first off, the guys that have left or are going to leave, they've pretty much left, maybe with one exception. Everybody else has at least indicated to me face-to-face that they're returning now. You've seen that change before, you know, but pretty strong bond with this team. Now, to your point, the guys that were maybe just on the periphery of being everyday players, there's certainly going to be more opportunities. You know, Jared Jones is going to move to professional baseball. Danny Dickinson is going to move to professional baseball. Chris Stanfield is going to move to professional baseball. Michael Braswell is going to graduate. Luis Hernandez is going to graduate and move to professional baseball. Ethan Frye probably going to move to professional baseball. So, I mean, those guys, if they have any confidence in themselves at all, know that there is a ton of opportunity with our team next year. And some already decided to leave, and we're not going to judge them for that. But if you believe in yourself and you were on this national title team, you know, there's a good chance for them. And we let them know it, but you got to believe in yourself that you can play and get the job done. Otherwise, LSU is not the spot for you.
Coach, before I get into some of the returning players, because I know you talked a lot about the freshman class that you had this year and the work that went into it, but you brought up Jared Jones. And, you know, back-to-back seasons of over 20 home runs, He leaves LSU with two championship rings despite being only here for 3 years in Baton Rouge. Just a legendary career for your first baseman who, you know, at the plate was a great slugger, a really good defensive first baseman as well. Just want to get your thoughts on Jared as he leaves the program.
Yeah, I love him first and foremost, and I'm so proud of him. I mean, I don't know if it's because he was, you know, behind some big name guys when he was a freshman, but he did hit 14 homers last year, or that year he hit 28 last year, and he ended up with like 22 this year, and he won two national titles. That sounds like a legendary career, you know, to me, and, you know, this national championship would not have happened had he not returned this year, and I'm very thankful for that. And I hope he's remembered as one of the winningest players in LSU baseball history and made a great impact. He was a great leader, and I'm excited to see his career, you know, going forward into professional baseball.
Coach, what happened as a freshman for Derek Curiel? I mean, that's not a lot of guys that can do that. People say, well, baseball's baseball, just like they tell me football's football. Yeah, right. That's a difference between high school baseball and football and college, the same as it is from college to the pros. But what Derek did this year was remarkable. His poise as a young man, he didn't seem overwhelmed with the jump up in talent and having to play against the best of the best when you're playing in the SEC. Your thoughts year one for Derek Curiel?
Yeah, pretty special player, very skilled player, loves baseball, loves to compete, winning type player. And the best is still yet to come. You know, he'll be our center fielder next year, and everybody will get to see how good a defensive center fielder that he is, and very much looking forward to that. But we don't win a national championship without him, and you're right, very, very uncommon for a young player to be able to do what he did this year.
You know, Coach, I wanted you to kind of build a little bit on that with the freshman group that I kind of alluded to earlier, because it feels like the foundation is in place with some of these guys that got playing time, as you mentioned with Curiel, but also Kaysen Evans, who was a lead on the mound out of the bullpen and as a starter in postseason play as well, too. Cooper Williams, who kind of saw a little bit of an increased role later on from the left-handed side of the mound. But even guys like Kaden Arabide, who kind of you have high expectations for, William Schmidt, Maverick Rizzi, who got some play out of the bullpen as well. Some really good foundational pieces from this last year's freshman group, which I know you talked about with other reporters that, you know, you guys put a lot of effort into recruiting that freshman class and getting all of them to campus, and they all really showed up this past year. And you kind of have high expectations for them for the future.
No question about it. I think John Pearson would be another one I would add to that crew. And there's seven of them, I believe, that are returning. And they did a great job. I mean, they were on the national championship team. You mentioned Derek. Kaysen was elite. William, I believe, finished with a 7-0 record. Maverick Rizzi, I think he led the team in appearances. Cooper Williams, huge outing against West Virginia in the Super Regional. Pitched great in the regionals as well. Got an appearance in Omaha against UCLA. You know, Derek, you mentioned John Pearson, and Kate Arambidi is a stud and going to be at the heart of this thing. So I'm very optimistic about those guys. They're great people as well. Exactly the type of people we want to bring into this program as we try to continue to do what we've done, you know, two of the last 3 years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coach, one of the things sometimes assistant coaches, they don't get a lot of ink. It's player or the manager. And, you know, Bobby always says, man, you get sometimes way too much credit when you win and way too much blame when you lose. But what a great job Nate Yeske has done with your pitching staff, and especially the young pitchers, in the development of those pitchers and what you have next year, which would seemingly on paper – to be a real strength for LSU as they enter 2026.
Yeah, no question about that. And I'm glad you brought that up. Love Nate. He's a great friend. He's an excellent pitching coach. And just for the context out there, he's got to be the only pitching coach in college baseball history that's been to Omaha with four different schools as the pitching coach. Like, that's insane. Like, that's awesome. And then now he has a second national championship. And I'm really proud of the job that he did this year. I think, you know, the Cade Andersons, Anthony Iansons, really the whole staff would tell you the impact that he made on their development. He's been here 2 years. We've led the country in strikeouts 2 years in a row. So if that's not a ringing endorsement for a pitching coach, I don't know what is.
You know, Jay, we're going to get some news in the coming weeks about transfer portal news. And you kind of mentioned about with Nate Yeske, if you're in the portal and you're an elite pitcher, why would you not want to come play for this guy? Because he just made everybody better. Cade Anderson was one. But Anthony Iansen, who comes in from UC San Diego and is just fantastic all season long, kind of created that two-headed monster with Cade Anderson for LSU and their run to the postseason and eventually winning their eighth national championship. So, I mean, how good of a recruiting pitch is that for the portal guys, especially on the mound, that, hey, Nate Yeske is a great developer and we're going to get the most out of you ahead of going to the majors?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, for me, in this era of recruiting that we're in, it's a little crazy. Like, I want to be the program that players want to transfer to because they believe it can help them achieve their dream of being a major league player someday. And as a pitcher, that's what Coach Yeske, Jamie Tutko, our director of pitching development, and myself as the head coach can do. And I think that creates far more value than anything else could. Sometimes guys get their priorities messed up and they'll chase something else, maybe a little bag of money or a girlfriend or something like that. We only want guys that want to be big leaguers. And when you look at the track record, Paul Skeens, obviously, Riley Cooper, Paul Gervais just got called up to the big leagues, Luke Holman, Gage Jump, Anthony Iansen, Zach Cowan. They're not a program in the country that's doing a better job with transfer pitchers right now.
Coach, I think one of the things that gets overlooked, too, we talked about assistant coaches and what Nate Yeske certainly means to the program, but also how well you play defensively. Because, you know, everybody, you know, they love the big hits. They love the strikeouts, that sort of thing. But how well this club played on defense was really remarkable throughout the season.
Man, it warms my heart that you brought that up. I think we finished as the best defensive team in LSU baseball history. So I'm super proud of that. I think that was a major contributing factor to us winning the national title. And it makes me very, very proud as a coach that we were so fundamentally sound. And how appropriate was that? We won the national title with the last play being a 4-6-3 double play because the infield this year was absolutely spectacular.
Coach, a lot of people bring it up and from outside our region is, man, LSU, they travel everywhere, LSU fans. And, you know, it was like a home game, you know, in Omaha with this. I had one sportscaster in New York tell me, do any of them have jobs full time that they can travel for that particular deal? But you saw the passion for LSU baseball. I have a neighbor of mine, and I know I've told you the story already. He says, there ain't no four seasons anymore, okay, in this world. There ain't no spring, summer, winter, fall. It's LSU football, LSU baseball, and I travel. And he travels all over. But it really is something to see the passion for LSU baseball with their fans.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. You know, one of those chilling moments when you're on the line in Omaha and they finish the national anthem and everybody says it's the home of the brave and they say it's the home of the Tigers. It's literally one of my favorite things in life and something I don't take for granted. And the way they showed up there again made for a special experience. Now, I was a little worried about them because Arkansas had more fans than us the first game. So next time I don't want them to wait till we get to the finals, but we had a decided advantage, you know, there in the finals, and I'm very thankful for our fans for that.
Coach, it was so funny. We had our Bayou Region Hall of Fame last Wednesday, and so it ended right as the ninth inning, and you guys are coming up to bat. So everybody's trying to get out of a parking lot all at the same time. And when the outfielder for Arkansas either slipped or misplayed the ball, it was kind of a hard shot at him. You heard every break just squeal. People were blowing their horns. I mean, you had to be there to really appreciate it, how nobody left. Everybody's in a big hurry to hurry up and leave. But then all of a sudden now, okay, they're listening to it on the radio, and they hear what's happening. And it really is a moment that sort of etched with me, just to hear all those breaks kind of kicking at one time. And then you hear the horns blowing because you ended up tying the game.
Yeah, amazing, and I love hearing those stories, and just, you know, there's no place like it. There's no fans like our fans, and I'm very grateful. You know, I chose to come here knowing what the expectations were, and chose to come here largely because of the support and the following, and love hearing things like that. It makes me really proud.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. We know it's a busy time, and you still out there recruiting? Trying to get players and
I'm hanging out with you and I'm meeting with a player in my office right now. So
there you go.
On to the next one. So
there you go. Thank you, Coach. Man, we really appreciate
it. Guys.
And again, congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, you too. Coach Jay Johnson, the skipper of the 2025 College Baseball National Champs here at LSU. Twice in 3 years, Charlie.
Woo. And he's still recruiting. He's
still looking recruiting. I got a guy in my office.
I'm glad you brought up the Arkansas game, though, Mike. I wish it's those high blood pressure games that you can kind of see from time to time, especially in Omaha, right? You remember the first national championship that Jay won, where you had the Paul Skeens, Rhett Lauder duel with Wake Forest, and that kind of crazy game where Tommy White walks it off. And then this year you had that Arkansas game, which was just insane. It's all part of the path to Omaha. It's part of what makes LSU's journey so fun.
You always got to have a little bit of sports luck.
Yeah.
Okay. Skill and talent's there, but you got to have a little bit of luck. And what's so funny, they got people coming out of the doors. Okay. Cause I can't drive in now, but okay. As we put it in reverse and everybody stops, everybody's like, what happened? What happened? So everybody's running to the trucks and cars to hear, they hear Chris Blair's call on what happened in the ninth inning. And then we drive a little bit farther and Jared Jones seals the deal. So, yeah, you remember those moments.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.